It's fitting that we're celebrating a baptism today. Did you notice the opening prayer said, "Constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may under your protective care bear much fruit and come to the joys of eternal life." And so we're asked to reflect on what the mystery of baptism should accomplish in us. Now, we didn't plan it that way. It just, God knew what he was doing. To reflect on what the mystery of baptism should be accomplishing in Claire Catherine and in the rest of us. And I think the scriptures give us a chance to meditate on sort of the progress of the church throughout history. That Jesus, in his life and being glorified by going to the cross and by rising from the dead and by telling us, love one another, do what I did. You know, these words come just at the time that he's washed the disciples' feet. And Judas had run off to betray him. And so, even in the face of betrayal, he is telling us to love one another. And certainly, Judas would have had all the mercy and love of Jesus available to him if he had repented. You know, the same way that Peter, after his denying the Lord, came back and repented. And so the means of repentance are always available to us. But when we see the progress of the church and the church that through baptism that we are incorporated into the very mystical body of Christ himself, we can sort of see the pattern that Jesus gives us working itself out. Paul and Barnabas in the Acts of the Apostles are on a missionary journey, right? They're going out to preach. And first of all, they preach in the synagogues, right? And they attract some believers, but then they also see that they're attracting many believers from the outside. And it's interesting, you know, if you look at the context of this passage, it's talking about how they had proclaimed the good news and made a considerable number of disciples. And before this, and they go to different cities, some people are trying to worship them as gods. Some people are trying to stone them to death. And so that'll tell us that we'll get many different reactions to our faith and to living our faith and to witnessing our faith. And they go around and they strengthen the spirits of the disciples. They strengthen the spirits of the disciples. You know, Paul and Barnabas, they are apostles, right? But we should all have the ability to strengthen the spirits of the disciples by our witness, by showing that, yes, there is still belief in the world. This always reminds me of, going around in the cities of Europe, the cradle of the faith, where the faith grew up. I lived in Europe for like 5 years because in different times that I was studying. And so I've been to a lot of places that are very, you know, traditionally Christian countries and towns. And at some point I realize, you look around, you see people from everywhere. You see some people wearing traditional religious dress, whether Muslim, Hebrew, Muslim, Hindu, whatever else. But rarely do you see a priest in his collar. Rarely do you see, well, if you're in Rome, you see it a lot. But in many traditionally Christian cities, you rarely see that witness. And I also notice sometimes that, say, if I'm like walking through the airport and I'm in my priestly collar, sometimes you get like a double take or a look of scorn or whatever, but that's all worth it. Because sometimes you get even just by the look on their face, not even if they start a conversation, but you see the smile and you see like that they're receiving a little bit of encouragement just from the fact that they know, okay, there are other believers out there. And so maybe think of how in simple ways you can witness and encourage by wearing a cross, by showing whatever signs of faith. I mean, you've heard me say it before, I'm sure, something as simple as visibly praying over a meal in a public setting. Those can be ways to encourage the hearts of believers. Paul assures us and assures the people that it is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And so may we never be discouraged by the hardships that we endure, by maybe the scorn or the disapproval that we get from the world, because that is simply a way of following after the pattern of Jesus. And John, in his revelation, in the vision that he has, sees that this is all driving toward a conclusion. God is driving the mystery of Christ and his grace in the world toward the conclusion, which is a new heaven and a new earth. Think about that. By baptism, by your belief in Jesus, by your receiving the sacraments, you are becoming part of that new heaven and that new earth, which will glorify God forever and ever if we remain faithful. So let us renew and be encouraged in our faith today. And let us, of course, pray for all the baptized, particularly for the newest to be member of the body of Christ today, Claire Catherine.